Unit 5. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Almost 1 million people have fled fighting in northwest Pakistan. The cars and buses filled with people left the area on Friday after the Pakistani government lifted a curfew. Many families are traveling to refugee camps. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that the large number of displaced people presents a very serious humanitarian situation. The agency says those displaced are a major concern for the government. On Friday, Pakistan's army reported progress in this battle against Taliban militants in the Swat Valley. The army announced on Friday that it has killed 55 militants in Swat in the past 24 hours. Troops are said to be preparing to fight in the Taliban-controlled town of Mingora.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Almost 1 million people have fled fighting in northwest Pakistan. The cars and buses filled with people left the area on Friday after the Pakistani government lifted a curfew. Many families are traveling to refugee camps. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that the large number of displaced people presents a very serious humanitarian situation. The agency says those displaced are a major concern for the government. On Friday, Pakistan's army reported progress in this battle against Taliban militants in the Swat Valley. The army announced on Friday that it has killed 55 militants in Swat in the past 24 hours. Troops are said to be preparing to fight in the Taliban-controlled town of Mingora.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Almost 1 million people have fled fighting in northwest Pakistan. The cars and buses filled with people left the area on Friday after the Pakistani government lifted a curfew. Many families are traveling to refugee camps. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that the large number of displaced people presents a very serious humanitarian situation. The agency says those displaced are a major concern for the government. On Friday, Pakistan's army reported progress in this battle against Taliban militants in the Swat Valley. The army announced on Friday that it has killed 55 militants in Swat in the past 24 hours. Troops are said to be preparing to fight in the Taliban-controlled town of Mingora.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. North Korea is demanding hundreds of millions of dollars from South Korea companies operating at a joint industrial center. The dispute has added to tensions between the nations. South Korea's Unification Ministry says North Korea wants the companies to raise wages for its 40,000 citizens working at the center. North Korea is demanding that wages be increased from $75 to $300 a month. A ministry spokesman said North Korea also wants the companies to pay $500 million a year for the use of the center. Currently, the companies pay North Korea $16 million a year for its use.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
North Korea is demanding hundreds of millions of dollars from South Korea companies operating at a joint industrial center. The dispute has added to tensions between the nations. South Korea's Unification Ministry says North Korea wants the companies to raise wages for its 40,000 citizens working at the center. North Korea is demanding that wages be increased from $75 to $300 a month. A ministry spokesman said North Korea also wants the companies to pay $500 million a year for the use of the center. Currently, the companies pay North Korea $16 million a year for its use.
Now, listen to the item again and answer question 6.
North Korea is demanding hundreds of millions of dollars from South Korea companies operating at a joint industrial center. The dispute has added to tensions between the nations. South Korea's Unification Ministry says North Korea wants the companies to raise wages for its 40,000 citizens working at the center. North Korea is demanding that wages be increased from $75 to $300 a month. A ministry spokesman said North Korea also wants the companies to pay $500 million a year for the use of the center. Currently, the companies pay North Korea $16 million a year for its use.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. As of Tuesday, 73 countries had reported more than 26,000 cases of the new H1N1 flu virus. A World Health Organization official, K.G. Fukuda, said these confirmed cases included 249 deaths. Dr. Fukuda, the agency's top flu expert, says the virus continues to spread in North America, and there are increasing reports from South America, as well as from other southern countries. Australia has had more than 1,000 cases, the largest number outside North America. The state of Victoria has been most affected. But the United States has had by far the most confirmed cases. More than 13,000 were reported as of Monday, including 27 deaths. The H1N1 outbreak began in Mexico in March. Mexico has reported more than 100 deaths. An unusual number of flu cases have been found in young people who were otherwise healthy.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
As of Tuesday, 73 countries had reported more than 26,000 cases of the new H1N1 flu virus. A World Health Organization official, K.G. Fukuda, said these confirmed cases included 249 deaths. Dr. Fukuda, the agency's top flu expert, says the virus continues to spread in North America, and there are increasing reports from South America, as well as from other southern countries. Australia has had more than 1,000 cases, the largest number outside North America. The state of Victoria has been most affected. But the United States has had by far the most confirmed cases. More than 13,000 were reported as of Monday, including 27 deaths. The H1N1 outbreak began in Mexico in March. Mexico has reported more than 100 deaths. An unusual number of flu cases have been found in young people who were otherwise healthy.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
As of Tuesday, 73 countries had reported more than 26,000 cases of the new H1N1 flu virus. A World Health Organization official, K.G. Fukuda, said these confirmed cases included 249 deaths. Dr. Fukuda, the agency's top flu expert, says the virus continues to spread in North America, and there are increasing reports from South America, as well as from other southern countries. Australia has had more than 1,000 cases, the largest number outside North America. The state of Victoria has been most affected. But the United States has had by far the most confirmed cases. More than 13,000 were reported as of Monday, including 27 deaths. The H1N1 outbreak began in Mexico in March. Mexico has reported more than 100 deaths. An unusual number of flu cases have been found in young people who were otherwise healthy.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. American visitors to Eastern Asia are often surprised and puzzled by how Eastern Asian cultures and customs differ from those in the United States. What's considered typical or proper social conduct in one country may be regarded as odd, improper, or even rude in the other. For example, people from some Eastern Asian countries may begin a conversation with a stranger by asking personal questions about family, home, or work. Such questions are thought to be friendly, whereas they might be considered offensive in the United States. On the other hand, people in most Eastern Asian cultures are far more guarded about expressing their feelings publicly than most Americans are. Openly displaying annoyance or anger, yelling, arguing loudly, and so forth is considered ill-mannered in countries such as Japan. Many Eastern Asians prefer to hold their emotions in check and instead express themselves with great politeness. They try not to be blunt and avoid making direct criticisms. In fact, they often keep their differences of opinion to themselves and merely smile and remain silent rather than engage in the confrontation. By comparison, Americans are often frank about displaying both positive and negative emotions on the street and in other public places. Americans visiting Asia should keep in mind that such behavior may cause offense. A major difference between American culture and most Eastern Asia cultures is that in Eastern Asia, the community is more important than the individual. Most Americans are considered a success when they make a name for themselves. American visitors to Eastern Asia are often surprised and puzzled by how Eastern Asian cultures and customs differ from those in the United States. What's considered typical or proper social conduct in one country may be regarded as odd, improper, or even rude in the other. For example, people from some Eastern Asian countries may begin a conversation with a stranger by asking personal questions about family, home, or work. Such questions are thought to be friendly, whereas they might be considered offensive in the United States. On the other hand, people in most Eastern Asian cultures are far more guarded about expressing their feelings publicly than most Americans are. Openly displaying annoyance or anger, yelling, arguing loudly, and so forth is considered ill-mannered in countries such as Japan. Many Eastern Asians prefer to hold their emotions in check and instead express themselves with great politeness. They try not to be blunt and avoid making direct criticisms. In fact, they often keep their differences of opinion to themselves and merely smile and remain silent rather than engage in the confrontation. By comparison, Americans are often frank about displaying both positive and negative emotions on the street and in other public places. Americans visiting Asia should keep in mind that such behavior may cause offense. A major difference between American culture and most Eastern Asia cultures is that in Eastern Asia, the community is more important than the individual. Most Americans are considered a success when they make a name for themselves.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation.
Robbie, this new Walkman is absolutely wonderful.
Richard and Marilyn bought it for me for my birthday.
They're so thoughtful. You're very lucky, Robbie, to have such a nice family.
Is something wrong, Alexandra?
No, nothing.
Yes, there is. I can tell. What's the matter? Come on, you can tell me. What's up?
I don't know. Something's wrong.
Okay, let's talk.
I received a letter from my parents this morning.
Did they write some bad news?
No.
Well, then why are you so sad?
I miss them. I miss them very much.
I'm sorry, Alexandra, but I understand.
The Molinas treat me so nicely, and I love being with your family so much. But when I received the letter with photographs of my family, I cried. I cried because I missed them all.
You really miss your family, don't you?
Yes. I know I must seem silly. It's not like I have nobody. I like the Molinas very much. They are so kind to me.
Hey, why don't we go out for a cheeseburger and French fries? That'll cheer you up. And you can use my Walkman.
That's a good idea. But if we go out, please don't complain about your math teacher or your math homework. I want to have fun.
So do I. I have to turn off the lights, or else my father will get really angry. He says I never turn them out when I leave. If they come home and they're on... Do you hear something?
Yes. What was that?
It sounded like a dog barking.
It sounded like a dog barking right here.
Yeah.
A dog?
A Springer Spaniel. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Oh, you poor little thing. Come here.
Come on.
Poor baby.
Where did you come from?
Her name's Gemma, and she belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Levinson. There's a phone number. 555-8448. Robbie, maybe you should call them and tell the Levinsons we have their cute little spaniel.
I've always wanted a Springer Spaniel. She's so cute.
The number you are calling, 555-8448, is no longer in service.
The number's no longer in service.
Oh, you poor, poor baby. You've lost your family.
We'll find them. Don't worry, Alexandra.
Robbie, this new Walkman is absolutely wonderful.
Richard and Marilyn bought it for me for my birthday.
They're so thoughtful. You're very lucky, Robbie, to have such a nice family.
Is something wrong, Alexandra?
No, nothing.
Yes, there is. I can tell. What's the matter? Come on, you can tell me. What's up?
I don't know. Something's wrong.
Okay, let's talk.
I received a letter from my parents this morning.
Did they write some bad news?
No.
Well, then why are you so sad?
I miss them. I miss them very much.
I'm sorry, Alexandra, but I understand.
The Molinas treat me so nicely, and I love being with your family so much. But when I received the letter with photographs of my family, I cried. I cried because I missed them all.
You really miss your family, don't you?
Yes. I know I must seem silly. It's not like I have nobody. I like the Molinas very much. They are so kind to me.
Hey, why don't we go out for a cheeseburger and French fries? That'll cheer you up. And you can use my Walkman.
That's a good idea. But if we go out, please don't complain about your math teacher or your math homework. I want to have fun.
So do I. I have to turn off the lights, or else my father will get really angry. He says I never turn them out when I leave. If they come home and they're on... Do you hear something?
Yes. What was that?
It sounded like a dog barking.
It sounded like a dog barking right here.
Yeah.
A dog?
A Springer Spaniel. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Oh, you poor little thing. Come here.
Come on.
Poor baby.
Where did you come from?
Her name's Gemma, and she belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Levinson. There's a phone number. 555-8448. Robbie, maybe you should call them and tell the Levinsons we have their cute little spaniel.
I've always wanted a Springer Spaniel. She's so cute.
The number you are calling, 555-8448, is no longer in service.
The number's no longer in service.
Oh, you poor, poor baby. You've lost your family.
We'll find them. Don't worry, Alexandra.